Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. Thank you very much for using all those things. We've got archives, thousands of those, articles, thousands of those, Brain Trust members, hundreds of those. And more to come. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been teasing you about all the new things we got going on for the last few months, couple of 3 months. I thought I was going to announce them earlier, but we just keep working on it, making it better. Next week, I promise, I've already scheduled the time. Next week, I'm going to tell you about some new stuff that you're going to get really excited about, especially as it pertains to your ability to enjoy and to benefit from all the things that Beverly Williams has said and done on our show in the past. And so we'll be telling you about that in the future. Speaking of Beverly, she's here. She is the author, the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute. She's a 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year and our good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks.
Beverly, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately and thinking a lot about and being very disturbed about is the fact that, according to the SBA, when I started doing my show back in 97, the first time I saw these records, 50% of businesses were failing in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The new survey shows 50% of small businesses failing in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now you work with you're out there where the rubber meets the road, like I used to be, working with clients one-on-one with small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing anything out there when you talk to your folks that would cause you to say, yeah, I believe those numbers?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, I had a call recently, just within the last few days, from someone who's a young man in his 20s who successfully started a business, in his words, a little over a year ago. He's in his second year of business, and he has two employees, and he is...
Not counting himself.
Not counting himself.
So he's got to make payroll for three people.
Three people. He's a home-based business. He's a contractor. He's $6,000 in debt and has $3,000 in receivables that he hasn't been able to collect.
Hmm.
And he can't meet payroll this week. And he calls me and says, I understand you have money that can bail me out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. He heard what he wanted or felt he needed to hear from someone else.
Hmm.
And thought that I bailed people out of...
Looking for daddy to bail him out, or mama.
Yep.
To bail him out somewhere.
Looking for a miracle.
Yeah.
And, you know, that just isn't going to happen. He's new enough in the business that he's not going to have enough established credit to do much, even with a line of credit at the bank.
When you said $6,000 in debt, did you mean... Now, that, you know, there's debt and then there's payables. Did you mean payables?
He used the word debt, and we didn't go into detail.
I bet he meant payables.
Probably.
Meaning you can't finance those over 6 years. Those are due this month.
That's right. And what I asked him was, can you meet payroll? Because that was the immediate concern in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got two other people depending on you to put food on their table, can you do that? And his answer was no.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on Monday, and payroll is Friday. And, you know, he was expecting a quick turnaround on some help. It really worries me that so many people start businesses without the advice of someone who can help them. And most of that advice is free. It's readily available, but between the internet and, I mean, just simply going to their local Chamber of Commerce and asking questions.
Chamber of Commerce, Service Corps of Retired Executives,
yeah.
Small Business Development Centers, people like you, my website, 100 mm-hmm. other websites,
yeah.
Books, magazines, CPA.
But it's like they have
another person, that they know who's already been in business for 20 years.
Right. Yeah.
Why don't people ask?
You know, I think it's because they have tunnel vision, and it's that wonderful "I can do it all by myself" spirit that the entrepreneurs have. And unfortunately, it doesn't always carry them through. In fact, as you said, 50% of the time it doesn't carry them through. You have to add knowledge. You have to have a knowledge base or know where to get that knowledge in order to supplement that desire to have a business of your own. You can't just do it on your own. I was talking to somebody the other day who said they'd been working for someone else for 15, 18 years. They now wanted to work for themselves. And I looked him in the eye and I said, because you think he's making money hand over fist and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sort of got this startled look. I said, okay, I know that's a common misconception. Let's look at the reality. And I started telling him from the business owner's perspective what all that money goes for. And you could just see his whole body sort of dropping. He really hadn't expected that reality.
You stuck a pin in his balloon, didn't you?
I did, unfortunately.
Folks, Beverly and I are not being dour about being a small business owner. We both love being small business owners, but we're just trying to make sure that you don't go in this ill-advisedly and also without, you know, without the proper understanding of what's going to happen. I believe that one of the reasons people start businesses without knowing how to run a business is because they think that it's like being a consumer.
Yes.
They think, well, you know what? I have a job. I have money. I buy and I sell, and you know, as a consumer, I sell things on eBay or at the swap meet or whatever, and at a yard sale, and I know how to buy. I know how to sell, and that's all businesses do. I think a lot of people believe that it's as easy as being a consumer.
Well, I have to unfortunately confess, my son-in-law is one of those. He recently retired from his job after 20 years and was sort of trying to figure out what else to do with the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hold on to that thought, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna put a solution to some of these challenges. We're not going to just bring you a problem without a solution. Beverly and I will wrap this up into a tidy little package with a ribbon on it and give it to you right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Check that out when you get a chance, folks. You can find out a lot more about Beverly and some of the things that she does to help micropreneurs, especially home-based business folks. She specializes in that area. Beverly, we're talking about this person that called you. We won't call him a client because I don't think you've really taken him on. But the guy called and he's been in business a year. He's probably got 6,000 in payables, 3,000 in receivables, which he can't collect. Mm-hmm. And three people who have to get payroll this Friday, and he doesn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this guy it's taken him a year to get to a point where he's run out of his own money, his cash flow has ended, he's made little or no profits that can help him out, probably, and this is so classic, Beverly. Mm-hmm. It all kind of comes together. What happens is you go through a period where sales are off.
Right.
Yeah. And when that happens, and you thought you were doing fine for a while because when sales were up, you got cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time you hit a speed bump, like when a customer doesn't pay you, somebody defaults on you, a deal doesn't come through as fast as you thought it was. One thing that happens, what I tell people, I wrote an article about this, Beverly. The sales clock is stopped by many things. The cash collection clock is stopped by many things. But the payables clock and the expense clock works perfectly all the time. It never stops ticking.
There's never and a power outage.
That gets people into a bind a lot, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely
does. They've got to understand the financial part of business that's not like being a consumer, don't they?
Right. That's probably, of all the calls that I get from people already in business looking for help, that is the biggest issue, is their cash flow. And the unfortunate part is I find that the majority of them have no idea about their financials. As you said, that is...
They probably don't have financials.
Well, no, or what they say to me as well, they're not in the very best of shape, or they blame it on somebody else. That was this young man said, well, I trusted somebody else on my financials. And, you know, I just sort of groan and say, no. That's part of being the business owner, is you have to.
Right.
People don't like that part of it. That and the marketing are the two hardest things for people, but... The financial piece particularly, you have to understand it. You have to be able to master or at least get comfortable with understanding what the cash flow situation is going to do and how to avoid these pitfalls. You can't always avoid them totally, but you need to know what you're going to do if it happens well before it happens. And, you know, a good financial advisor, somebody who a certified bookkeeper, it doesn't have to be a CPA. And I think this is what most people see, is dollar signs going out the window, thinking they have to be paying a high-priced, highly educated person about their financials. You think, no, people, you do not have to do that. But get the advice, at least in the beginning, and then ongoing advice if you're not handling it very well, if you don't really understand it, get into their office or on the phone with them and say, I need some help. Help me understand this.
And you've got to understand the impact of time on all of that. Because if you don't realize the impact of time on a business, time is, as I say, it's like the clock I was talking about. Your sales may not come in, your collections may not work as well as you want, but those expenses, they never miss a beat.
Right.
And every day that goes by without revenue, without receivables coming in, without collections, without cash, every day that goes by without cash is a day you're getting behind on the ability to pay your bills.
Yes. And the deeper you dig that hole, the harder it is to get out.
So, folks, if you're going to start a business, before you do, go talk to someone who knows about how cash flow works and the difference between cash flow and accounting, because it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would, if I could teach somebody, if I were going to save businesses today, I wouldn't teach them about accounting first. I'd teach them about cash flow first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you can understand cash flow, you can understand accounting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you understand accounting, you might not understand cash flow.
No, although you're a step up from somebody who doesn't understand either.
No question. But folks, here's the package we're wrapping up for you and putting a bow on. Make sure that you've talked to someone. You've got somebody. If you don't understand what we're saying about cash flow and accounting, make sure that there's somebody who has already talked to you about this and who is part of your team, a CPA, another business mentor or something like that, someone like that, a SCORE volunteer, a member of the Small Business Development Centers, any of those guys. Make sure that you've talked to somebody and they've given you a healthy understanding of how cash flow works. Ask the question.
I agree, 150%.
And if you'll do that, you'll have like 100 times more chance to succeed.
And if you don't want to do that, and or you really are just struggling to understand it and don't want to try and learn it, then don't go into business for yourself.
You're not ready.
You're not ready. You absolutely are not ready.
You'll never be completely ready. You got to pull the trigger before you're completely ready. But without the basic information of what we're talking about, and Beverly, the other thing is the relationship between receivables and payables. That's the biggie right there. Hey, Beverly, give us that website again, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend, Beverly Williams. Thanks, Beverly. See you next time.
Our
quick break. Right back with Wayne Cruz. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.